Welcome back to the show, Dion. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you feeling, man? You finally out there yesterday, moving around a little bit.
Man.
I know you've been just been hanging out. A lot of people have been speculating on some things. How's the body been feeling?
Oh, the body's feeling good, man. Body's feeling real good. You know, just happy that Coach gave me the opportunity to get back out there and start moving around with the guys. So that's what's important.
At this point, you know, you've been through a lot of these. You get to this preseason. You guys have a big stretch here. You're going to play a whole week of practice. And then 3 games in 10 days, weird schedule. How important, Dion, is a week like this week before you ramp up for the final 3 preseason games or over the course of 10 days?
Right. Well, this is probably our most important week here. You know, I think all the things and all the stuff that we've been putting into implementing our offense, defense, special teams, we got to kind of put it all together right now. You know, because we know once this game happens on Monday, there won't be too much of an installation or a lot of football that we can really go over. You know, the main is trying to get guys, you know, play the game, rest up a little bit, and get ready to play another game right behind us. So this week is very vital to us and for us.
You know how it is around here, people, they talk to Bill Belichick and they try to, you know, exactly get all the information. Let's just put it that way, Dion. I think you're well aware of that. So at least to speculate, you talk about Brian Waters, you know, an older guy just taking some time off, and he'll be back hopefully. That's the perception of it. And maybe similar with you, a guy that's been around a long time, has played a lot of football, and just for the first few weeks, just sort of taking it easy. Was it more to do with that, or was there something serious that you just were, as far as injuries went?
No, everything's fine. You know, I think most important in my job is just come in and do everything the coach is asking of me, and that's what I'm doing. And that goes with everybody down the roster. If you come in and coach say, hey, take this day off, do half of this, that's what we have to do. There's no complaints. I mean, here I am. I'm always in the meeting rooms, and I'm always paying attention to what's going on the football field and trying to get a little work in on the side as well. But, you know, if Coach Belichick and the guys ask me to chill here, then that's what I have to do.
Your receiver core is being talked about a lot. Last year, Dion, it's because Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson was in the house. This year, it's because it's all these guys that Tom is familiar with, not just a couple of guys who know the offense, but down the whole roster, guys who know this offense and the terminology. What has that been like, working with a group of receivers that is already very familiar with what you're trying to do as a group?
It's great. I mean, it's great just to see the guys in the meeting room. That's where everything starts. You know, in the meeting room and how the, you know, how much stuff Josh is throwing at us. Some guys are being very receptive to it, and they're taking it in and going out and putting it out on the football field and practice. So, you know, there's still a lot of room of improvement that we have. But we mainly just got to continue to work hard each and every day, do whatever, you know, what Josh is asking of us, and try to go out there and improve.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows, and I'm sure we've heard it from you before, too, is a competition is a good thing. Now, I'm just wondering, you talked to Troy Brown. I mean, are you talking versatility? Are we playing some defensive back now? There's a lot of, it's kind of crowded over there now.
I mean, very crowded. It's good, though. It's very crowded. You know, if Coach Belichick wants me to do that, then that's what I'm going to do. I mean, it won't. It's not hard for him to go dig up my film from high school and college, you know. When I was, you know, when I played a little defensive back. So, you know, if I have to do it, that's what I got to do.
All right, you said maybe jokingly it's crowded, but what does that mean for you in terms of reps? I know that you told us last year the reps are important and getting on that same page. Obviously, you worked with Tom before, you know the offense, so maybe not as hard. But when there's a lot of receivers all trying to get those repetitions in practice, does it make it more important to make those reps count? Do you put more pressure on yourself, Dion?
No, there's no pressure. I understand there's no pressure. I think most of all, just take advantage of the opportunity that you get once you're in. And the coaches do a great job of splitting reps amongst all of us to make sure all the guys get enough reps and then get involved with the offense. And now it's just all about us taking a season opportunity and taking advantage of it once you're in the game or in practice.
You know, all the football you've played, I'm sure you play with a lot of wide receivers with different talents as yourself, and you're always looking and trying to figure out, well, what makes this guy great and this and that guy great and that. You look at Brandon Lloyd, you've heard an awful lot about the way he goes up and fights for the football. What have you seen from him so far in camp?
I mean, a whole lot. I mean, to be honest, this is pretty much what I've been known of Brandon, what I've been saying from watching film on him when he's playing with different teams. You know, I think most importantly, he's a student of the game. You know, and that's what's very important on our team. You know, everybody can play the game of football here. It's just all about, are you taking in what the coach is giving you? Can you comprehend everything? and displayed on the football field. He does a great job at that.
We're talking to Deion Branch here on a Patriots Monday. What's the biggest difference, Deion, between Bill O'Brien running the offense and Josh McDaniels back and running this offense?
Age. No, I think both of those guys are great, man. I love Billy. Love Josh. I played with Josh way back in the past and enjoyed my time with Billy when he was here with me. Both of the guys are very experienced. They know exactly what they want to do with the players. They do a great job of putting guys in a certain position to make the plays for the team. Any pros and cons? No, I think most of you guys are quite similar. You know, I think Coach Belichick and the staff do a great job of bringing in the right guys who fit this mold and know what they want to do with this offense, and starting with Tom Brady.
Hey, you know, we've always heard stories about Logan Mankins and how tough this guy is, you know, but when he comes out and says, yeah, the ACL was beat up in the Super Bowl, I just taped an aspirin to my knee. I mean, this guy's an absolute werewolf. It's got to be good to see him back out in the field.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's a lot of stuff that you all don't see that a lot of the guys do behind the scenes, a lot of work. And then starting with Logan and all the other guys, Seabass, the guys that are banged up a little bit, these guys worked hard in the offseason. They're working hard now trying to help them get back on the football field.
What was your offseason like in terms of preparing for this year? You knew that, you know, Josh was going to be here and that things might look a little bit different. You knew there was going to be a lot of competition. Did you approach the offseason, Deion, any differently because of that?
No, sir. It was the same. So I'm always going to continue to work hard. I do what I have to do to get myself prepared to play the game. That's pretty much my offseason. A lot of running, lifting weights every day. And that's about it. You know, and then come in and do what I have to do on the football field.
You know, I wonder how you guys react. You hear a lot of, like, it's basically all media, you know, whether you turn on ESPN, NFL Network, talking about trying to compare the potential of this offense and looking back at maybe that historic one in 07. Do you guys hear those things?
No, I haven't heard it. I don't watch TV like that, man. My TV's still on Sprout. So.
Disney Junior, I'm with you there, man.
Yeah, man, my television's still on Sprout, so I don't have the opportunity to watch ESPN and, you know, sports talk shows and stuff like that. Once I leave work, it's all about the family, you know, and trying to give my kids and my wife the little small time that I have left in the day, you know, and then before you know it, the day is over, I'm back at work again. So, yeah, I don't really have that much time I don't really hear a lot of those things.
Well, that's the only thing left for your boy Gronkowski is to show up at some point as a cartoon on your Disney Junior, man.
On my channel? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's next.
He's done everything else.
He has done it all.
Hey, Deion, listen, you got to know Chad Johnson last year. I think a lot of us were pretty curious how it would work out for him in Miami. Obviously, this weekend didn't go so well, and he was released yesterday by the Dolphins. Were you surprised in just knowing him for a year that he got himself in this situation?
I don't really know the whole details of that thing. I heard about it, and you know, I gave him a phone call, and you know, that was that. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, Chad will work the situation out, you know, whatever it is.
So you guys talked on the phone, or?
Oh, yeah. It was just a regular conversation. You know, let him know I'm praying for him, and, hey, man, I'm here for you if you need me. And he's in great spirit.
Deion, last one for me. You got a first game here a week from tonight. You said you're getting back in the swing of things practice-wise. Do you expect to play in that game on the 20th, week from today?
When the coach will take up? When are y'all speak to coach?
I'm sure he's going to tell us everything we need to know, Deion. You know how that works.
Yeah, he will. You got to ask Coach that. He makes no final decisions. And if you tell me I'm going, I'm going. I'll be there. If not, then, you know. So you got to ask Coach that one.
I just got to get a quick little tip here. I want to know, how's Louisville looking this fall anyways? Big things?
Oh, man. Well, you know we're going to win the Big East, for one.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Hey, you know, there might be an opening in the Big Ten, you know, now. I don't know, Penn State, maybe it gets bounced. I don't know. Maybe you guys can slide back in.
I don't know. I think the Big 12 is still calling, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we got them first on the phone line. We're going to hold off and take care of business this year and then go from there.
Why don't you call? See if you can beat Kentucky on the second first. Let's see if we can get through Kentucky out of the gate. Oh, I'm just saying, before you start crowing about the Big East here, let's get right into Kentucky and Southern Missouri out of the gate before we get all pumped
and
jacked.
Hey, listen, that game is already in the books. You know, the UK game is in the books already. These guys came down and hung up a billboard in Louisville.
They
really?
Did?
Yeah.
I'm sure that went over well.
Yeah, it went up. Yeah, we'll see something to say.
I mean, they realize it's not basketball, right? When's Kentucky chirping about football?
This is not basketball. you know.
Oh, I do see your team ranked right there at the top of the conference. Here, we're going to get this all year about Louisville from Deion Branch. All year we're going to get this stuff. Deion, appreciate it. Enjoy practice today. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
That's our guy, Deion Branch.